This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what I care about? The Cavaliers. I care about them being taken seriously. Because apparently they're a very talented team. Arguably the most talented team in the East. Ain't no one afraid of them, according to Zach Lowe.
And then you look at the East, and it's like, you know, who are we really scared of? Like, I don't think the Bucks could win the East. I don't think the Bucks are a contender. They do have the best player in the conference and a top 3 to 4 player in the NBA. You think Giannis is, like, scared of Orlando? Giannis isn't scared of them. Detroit? Giannis is not scared of them. Cleveland, speaking of things that happened, Max Strus broke a bone in his foot. He's out 3 to 4 months. Hey, you know, every little thing matters. I think they really clicked into place when they had a roving shooter like Max Strus on the floor last year. He missed the first part of last season, too. That could be a big deal. Cleveland, anyone scared of Cleveland? I mean, they'll win the East this year. Probably they'll win the most games in the East. They'll win the East in the regular season, I mean. Playoffs, everyone see what happened. Like, they're better than the Bucks. They should beat the Bucks in the playoff series. But I'm just talking Giannis. You think Giannis is like, oh, Jared Allen. He tries to block my shot at the rim. I'm so scared. I mean, Jared Allen has gotten him a few times, but you know what I mean. The pressure on these two teams, by the way, Cleveland and New York. This is the most pressure a Cleveland team has faced since LeBron was there.
Audio courtesy of Zach Lowe and the Ringer. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Zach Lowe. That's fairly concerning there because he's right. Going back to the time that I got mad at Giannis Antetokounmpo for eating his dinner during the post-game press conference because it was a sign that he doesn't take you seriously. And that was a few years ago, I understand that. But you know what? The problem is that you really haven't grown in toughness from that. And, you know, I am a believer, and you and I have argued about it. Like, I think you can naturally become tougher. I think you can reach a point, and you decide which way you're going to go. And if they've reached their point and they decided they're just not going to be that team, then this is going to go down as arguably the most disappointing collection of Cavaliers or collection of Cleveland sports teams that we have seen. If they go out there, like, you are the best team in the East. You are the best. And I know Max Strus is hurt, and that has an effect. But even with Max Strus out, don't stop me at any time, please. Even with Max Strus out, you should be the top of the heap in the Eastern Conference. What's holding you back? What's holding Cavs fans back from saying we're going to the finals this year? The last three years of not being tough.
Proof of playoff concept.
I have so much respect for Donovan Mitchell. It's not that I disrespect certain aspects of this team. I have a lot of respect for Donovan Mitchell. I have a lot of respect for Kenny
Atkinson. They're really
good. I have a lot of respect for these guys. But damn it, if you don't cash in on this. I'm not saying the championships don't fall off the trees, but if you can't get to the finals right now with the injuries that are in the East, with the talent that you have, with the budding talent that you have, hello, Evan Mobley, if you can't get to the East, then forget about the 90s Indians. Like, you want to talk about bad luck? Bad luck is definitely applicable in baseball. This would be, at least those teams got to the World Series. This would be the most disappointment I have felt. 2019 Browns? 2019 Browns? Because, I mean, I expected to be there with LeBron. And he's right. This is the most pressure they've had since LeBron. Like, we are getting to the point where it's like, hey, man, which way are you guys going to go? Like, is Donovan going to be here after all this, or is he going to finally, at over 30, is he going to approach getting out of here? Is Evan going to finally, and that's the biggest question, is Evan going to reach his maximum potential? Is he going to be he's already a defensive player of the year. Is he going to be in the MVP conversation? Is it too soon to be in the MVP conversation? Because we're going on how many years now with Evan? What year is this?
This will be year five.
I think this is year five. Like, it's getting time to put up or shut up here, buddy. Like, we're going to have to figure out if you're going to be in the conversation with the greats of this league in this generation, or we're just always going to be wanting and waiting for more.
Well, I want to make sure, though, you know, obviously,
I'm not trying to talk tough. I'm just being honest.
You know, LeBron made it seem easy to just go to the finals every year. And even though the East,
because he's the greatest player of the generation, sure, arguably history.
And even though the East is very, very down as of today, you know, we'll see how these teams actually look. The Knicks are the team I'm really interested in, because I think that I'm one of those that actually thinks Mike Brown could be really good with them. And they needed a change. Their starting lineup is very formidable. And I got to say, I mean, I've seen Jalen Brunson against Donovan Mitchell, you know, two times in the past, and that's gone Jalen Brunson's way. So I am nervous about the Knicks. I know a lot of Cavs fans, I don't really hear them talk about the Knicks that much. It's always been Boston the last few years. But I think it's going to come down to them and the Knicks. You know, Detroit's going to be better. But I still think, and Giannis, I'm sure Giannis isn't afraid of the Cavs, but Giannis can't beat the Cavs 1-on-5.
Because when I go back to the old Cavs, like, hey, it's Michael Jordan. It's going to be hard to beat Michael Jordan. When I go to this generation or the previous generation of the Cavs with LeBron, first time around, hey, you know what? That's an older team in San Antonio. That's an underrated dynasty in San Antonio. Tim Duncan's in his prime. He's one of the best to do it. He's got great players around him. You know, I'm finding different reasons there. I could have said Kobe. I could have said a lot of things if I wanted to there. With the second iteration of the Cavaliers, it's like, hey, man, Golden State's one of the greatest teams that has ever been assembled. Steph Curry's going to be a Hall of Famer. Damn it, man. Like, am I going to sit there and say if they don't get to the... Like, I'm not asking for a championship here. I'm not demanding a championship.
But you're saying finals are bust? Is that it? So it's not just good enough to get past where they got last few years?
No, I don't think so. Because the only thing I could think of, when I look at these names that you just gave me, you mentioned the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody 20 years from now going to be mad? Like, Jalen Brunson was a dog, but was he, like, of the upper echelon guys?
No. He has a chance to be Tyrese Halliburton, a cult hero
Tyrese,
in New York.
Yes, Tyrese Halliburton has the dog in him. Is he one of those upper echelon guys?
No.
I don't think so.
No, he's not a top.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, is he one of those top upper echelon guys? So, yes, and that's where it would be acceptable. Like, I could look at it in the end and go, hey, they went into the finals in 2026, but they ran into Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and in 20 years, we'd be looking at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander going, hey, you know, he's the player of the generation. It's no fault in losing to Michael Jordan. It's no fault in losing to Steph Curry. It's no fault in losing to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But if I'm losing to Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Halliburton and so on and so forth, or the Orlando Magic, like,
Orlando's interesting.
That doesn't hit. You're going, what failed then? That's a 64-win team. What failed? Oh, people were complaining about their toughness. That's... No city wants to be called that, certainly not a city like Cleveland.
You know,
Leon Bibb always used the term a fist fight city. That's a fist fight city. No town with that reputation is ever going to accept something like that. So it would be the most disappointed I've ever been as a Cleveland sports fan. And that's saying something for a lot of people.
What about 2021 Browns? The year after they went to the playoffs and lost to the Chiefs. Was it bad luck with Baker?
Let me come back to that at another time. Hopefully not today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.